Blog Talk Radio.
Hebrews 13.
Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen.
This letter is concluded.
Praise the Lord, it's Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. Today is Thursday, the 24th of January, 2019. We pray God is with you, we pray God has blessed you, we pray your encouragement in the Lord. Tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about marriage. We got an upcoming marriage retreat we want to share with you tonight. For those who are listening at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Deacon Thomas Farr, and for all those who called in at 646-668-2636. Get your paper, get your pen ready. You can go give some information about our upcoming marriage retreat in May of 2019. I'm going to give you some details of that in a few minutes. I'll give you some time to get something to write with. But you can also go to Facebook or that Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk. The flyers are listed there, and all the contact information is written in. Also, you can listen to the rebroadcast of this program. The link is there on Facebook and also on Twitter at Issues Men's Talk, Issues Men's Talk on Twitter. Amen. But before I go into that, today we're going to be talking about ways to grow spiritually together as a couple. We're going to talk about marriage couples. We're going to talk about couples, married, engaged couples, that our marriages are a reflection of the relationship with Jesus Christ and his church, that we're a reflection of the unity and love and commitment to one another, as the Bible speaks, that relationships is how we grow. So today I'm going to touch on a few points I want to share with the brothers out there, and also I know some wives and mothers and cousins and nieces and nephews listen. But I just want to encourage you today, married couples, strengthen your marriage. Because remember, marriage is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And a wedding, a honeymoon, you know, that's a good beginning. But where are you going to be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road? Because, again, marriage is a marathon, and you have to, even running in the midst of a marathon, you must take refreshers. We continue to run, but we take on water, we take on nutrients. We have encouragement for those around us, those on the sideline, and those that are also in the race. So in today, we just want to encourage marriages out there, encourage married couples, young and old, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're facing right now. Because, again, I want to speak to the couples who are in the midst of a struggle. Or Mitch in the midst of trying to work it out, figure it out, to who are being tested for whatever reason, finances, emotional, you know, all kinds of things you do with marriage. Your children, you know, you're bringing separation and disagreement for your children and what they're doing. Jobs, all the issues. We got people out now that's out good for furlough, so finances could be an issue. And you know, all these things come against the relationship in the marriage of a man and a woman. So today we just want to encourage you and also pray for you, pray peace, and pray faithfulness and steadfastness, and never, never, never give up. Do all you can. Do all you can to make it work. Amen? Amen. But I want to begin with a short prayer for the brothers out there, for the men out there, for husbands, fathers, and sons. Today we want to pray for God's grace and mercy for a sound mind. And today we're going to open with our prayer with scripture. I'm going to reference real quick is Second Peter chapter number 1, verse number 6. Second Peter chapter 1, verse number 6. And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patient godliness. Lord God, I say thank you today, God. I now believe and confess and possess the spirit of a sound mind, as I choose to set my mind on your will and your word as reality. I am a focused and content man whose mind is orderly, whole, and guarded by the peace of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we ask today, God, that you just give us a sound mind, and self-control, Lord God. Self-control in all those issues, even the challenges that we come in life, God. I pray for every husband and father out there, God. I pray for myself. I pray for my children, my sons, my daughters, oh God. I pray for those in the church, in the body of Christ, oh God, my congregation, those in my circle of influence, oh God, that they would have a sound mind and self-control, that the word of God would come alive in them. God, I pray the Holy Spirit would stir up in them and connect them and keep them and ground them and root them in your word by your spirit. And this is my prayer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. 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 Well, tonight, again, we're going to be talking about ways to grow spiritually together as a couple. And you have the information in front of me. I'm going to share it right now for the Jesus Lives Ministries, the 5th Annual Marriage Retreat. Me and my wife personally have been on the retreat for, we went on it. I think this is like the third, fourth year we went on it. So this is the 5th year. Yes, we've been to 3 others. So this will be our 4th out of the 5. Amen. It's going to be held on May the 31st to June the 2nd, 2019. It's going to be held in, Chantilly, Virginia, Staybridge Suites, Chantilly Dulles Airport in Chantilly, Virginia. The cost is going to be $375 per couple for Friday to Sunday. I see they broke it down here. So you have 3 options. For the whole weekend, from Friday to Sunday, Friday evening all the way to Sunday morning, $345. Then we have you can come in on Saturday and come in and fellowship with us on Saturday, spend the night on Sunday morning. It'll be $173. And if you just want to drive down to Chantilly, Virginia, and spend the day with us on Saturday, it'll be $70. And these prices are per couple. So we have $345 from Friday to Sunday per couple. We have $173 per couple from Saturday and Sunday, one night in the hotel room, or you can come down Saturday and spend a day with us in fellowship and teaching and encouraging for $70 per couple. Payment deadlines is we need $100 by March the 1st, $100 March the 1st, and the balance to be paid by April the 30th. Okay, so if you're going for the $375, we need a $100 deposit for March the 1st. All the deposits and monies are non-refundable. So you can reach out to the church by calling 443-784-2626. Sister Tanny, she's at 443-784-8826. RSVP with her. And again, the down payment of $100 is due by March the 1st. And I guess if you're just going to come for Saturday, or you're just going to come for Saturday and Sunday, give her a call. But I know that the final payment must be paid by April the 30th. April the 30th, all money is required to be paid in full. Amen. Again, that's the Jesus Lives Ministries 5th Annual Marriage Retreat on May 31st to June 2nd. We'll have more information about it coming up as we get into as I get the information. I'll share it here at Issues Christian Lives Talk and let you know what the themes are going to be and what we're going to be touching upon and just in fellowship. I know we're going to have a good time in fellowship. I know the sessions in the last years were good, and these fees covers the lodging, breakfast, luncheon. The lodging for those who are staying the weekend and spending the night, breakfast Saturday and Sunday, lunch and dinner on Saturday, and all the materials that you receive. So again, that's Jesus Lives Ministries 5th Annual Marriage Retreat, May 31st to June 2nd. Amen? Amen. So I encourage you again to reach out here. You can reach out to me here at Issues Christian Men Talk. You can inbox me on Facebook, on Twitter, and get more information. Also, again, the flyer will be posted on our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men Talk. Amen. Amen. And we'll be talking about it from now until the deadline. So you can listen to it again, and we'll get the information out. Also, this year, it's 2019. So we're almost at the end of the first month of January. Most people are coming. So for those who do beginning of the year fast, beginning of the year prayer, and sanctification and purge and preparing themselves, I just want to plant a seed out there. I recommend a reading material for the brothers out there. It's a book called Glory Days, Living Your Promised Land Life Now. Glory Days, Living Your Promised Land Life Now by Max Licato, pastor, author Max Licato. Most of those folks out there who know Max Licato, he's a pastor. He's wrote many books, but I just want to recommend a book for the new year here. It's called Glory Days. Amen. You'll also see that link on our Facebook page. We post the picture there. You know, you can get it at Amazon. You can get it a lot of places. I know exactly. You can get it at Ollie's for $3. So I think it runs about $5 regularly. But I know you can get it on sale at Ollie's for $3. Amen? Amen. Well, again, tonight we're going to be talking about spiritually grow together. So I just want to encourage you, again, as marriages, again, we are a representation of Christ. We're a representation of family. And marriages right now are under attack for all kinds of reasons. The enemy is trying to destroy marriage, destroy families, break up marriages, send children in wayward directions when the family struggles, when the husband and mother and father struggle. It is a ripple effect. Do not be deceived. It is a ripple effect throughout the family when a marriage struggles and things go through. You know, we may be able to deal with it the best we can. We pray over it. But there's always there's residual effects. So I just want to encourage those out there, no matter where you're at in your marriage, no matter what's going on, seek God, seek his guidance, and trust God that he's going to do. And continually to pray for your family, no matter where your marriage or relationship is or what's going on in your family, continue to seek and pray God because he has an answer. And none of these things that are happening to you or going on with you is a surprise to him, but yet you need to lean on him. Draw near to God. Amen? Amen. And for marriages out there and for people out there and couples, pray for one another. Pray for a marriage. Pray for your children's marriage. Pray for the marriages in your church. Pray for those you marry people because you know that your marriages are being tested and you never know what's going on behind closed doors. So continue to pray because God knows and the Holy Spirit is needed. Amen? Well, again, today we're going to talk about ways to grow spiritually together as a couple. As a couple, what are you doing to grow spiritually? What things are you actually doing? What tangible things are you doing together? So let's talk about a couple of them. The first one I'm going to talk about is going out to a Christian bookstore and getting a book. I just recommended the book Glory Days. Me and my wife personally, we have read this book together. She's read it. We didn't read it actually together. We both had a copy of the book. We read it. We talked about it. And for husbands, you know, sometimes we have to check our wives and see where they are spiritually. And for you to be able to read the same book she's reading, and then be able to have a discussion, talk about it, share it. You know what she's being fed. You know what's sowing into her spirit. And then you never know when these conversations will come up in a quiet time about the book, or your wife will have a question, or you will have a question, and y'all can sit down and discuss it. So one of the ways that you can grow spiritually is by finding a book and reading together that you both would like. That book will touch on both of you. And then so even you can spend time reading it a chapter to each other at night, or you can use it as a devotional. There's a lot of things. You can plan out a day. You can plan out one day or a week that you both sit down and read a chapter together, or you both sit down and talk about the chapter that you just read if you're not reading it together. Because personally, me and my wife read the book. She started before me, so she was up. You know, she's like three chapters ahead of me. And instead of bringing her back, she continued to read. I read, and then we shared a little bit. Amen? The second way that you can grow as a couple together. A lot of churches have married couples ministry, which is fine. First, I would say this. If your church has a regularly scheduled couples ministry meeting, gathering of couples where they come together and share and talk, I encourage you to attend. However, if your church does not, I encourage you to find a couples small group or start a small group. For my elders, my deacons out there, you know, whose marriages may be rooted and grounded, start a small group, you and two other couples, you and three other couples, and make a plan, a commitment to come together at least once a month, if not more. I would say once a month. And then it doesn't necessarily be a Bible study. It can be a time of just coming together, talking, sharing, building friendships, building relationships, having real koinonia, real fellowship one to another with another married couple. Because you'd be surprised how many married Christian couples out there don't have Christian couples as friends. You know, we all go to church together, but that doesn't mean our relationship is past the 2-3 hours on Sunday and maybe Bible study. Amen? Number three, yeah, I think this one is one that we all have to just check our oil on. Are we praying together? I know you say you may be praying for your wife may be praying for you, praying for the kids, praying for the situations, praying for the church, but are you praying together? Are you hearing your spouse's prayer? Do you know your spouse's prayer? You spend that time just listening to, sometimes you're praying together, listen to what your spouse is praying about, what God has put on their heart, and thereby pray for them and pray through your conflicts, pray through your issues. And again, this is not, has to be an everyday thing, because trying to be super Christian, super spiritual never really works. But find a place, a way where it's consistent. It could be once a week, twice a week. It could be, you know, you can remember, you pray before you go to bed, you pray when you get up in the morning, whatever it may be, together, whatever that time is. I mean, sometimes, you know, you both come home, then stop and pray. Just as you come in the door and, hello, you know, say good evening, whatever, that's a time to stop and just pray. Just listen to the Lord. Amen? So praying together, getting involved in this couple small group, going to a local bookstore or Ollie's and finding a book that you both can read together and share. Start to build some intimate time and having some things on and just stir up your spirits to encourage you. Another way is devotional. You know, are we doing a devotional? Anything from the daily bread to the apps that's on the phone, that you both are getting the same word every day, that you're both meditating on it. Because you are one flesh. Now you're one spirit. If you're both using the same app, you're both using the same devotional. There's many good devotions out there that are done by married folk. Tony Evans does one. What is it? The Smalley's. There's a lot of them. If you go on, I can say this right now. You can go on Focus on the Family and Family Life. You can find a married couple's devotional. You can find married couple's devotionals in a Christian bookstore where you can use and come together and do as a devotional. And even with that, you have the daily bread. There's a lot of devotions out there. It's just the time that you're spending together, seeking the Word of God, studying the Word of God, and praying one to another. Our next one is attending a Sunday school. Sunday school or Bible class or something that's going to grow you spiritually, where you're both sitting and getting teaching. Now, let me say this. You know, there's a lot of things that go on and people call Bible studies, but true Bible study is searching the Word of God, expounding on the Word of God, understanding the Word of God, understanding the history of the Word of God, understanding what was going on when the Word of God was written. It's not necessarily going to another, hear another sermon or someone else preach, but a real Bible study when you're in depth. I remember years ago, in my first couple, I believe it was like the third year I was saved, I sat and then took a New Testament survey, Old Testament survey. You don't hear about that much anymore. Our churches put those things together because a lot of time we got to entertain people, but I'm sorry, that's one of my issues. But a New Testament survey class, so you understand the New Testament. There are churches out there that have these kind of formats, have these teachings, have these schools, which, you know, you can either come for free or they, you know, they have them. Trust me. Again, I say go to Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page. I always post them. There's a couple of churches. There's Baltimore Bible Church. There's, I can't think of the name right now, Hope Bible Church in Columbia. And I know that they do teachings. They do Saturday morning classes from about 9 to 2 where they took on certain subjects, a New Testament survey, Old Testament survey. So you're understanding the Word of God and the background of the Word of God and the foundation of the Word of God. And that's something you can grow together and study together and grow spiritually. Because there's never too much of the word there's never too much word that you can get that you can't be able to use. And even as husbands, we to lead our families in their spiritual growth. We can hold a Bible study at our home. Again, that's the other way. If you are rooted and grounded and growing spiritually, there's another couple you can bring along when you do a small group Bible study or set yourself up to connect with another married couple. Amen? Spiritual walks together. Taking walks. Spending quiet time alone. Out of the house sometimes. Because even in the house, you know, you could walk around the mall. You could walk around, I mean, hiking. If you're in a city, I know because I used to do it a lot when I was younger. Walking around the city in the evening, it can be exciting. You see different things, you see different peoples. Or you can go walking the mall, spending some time away, or early on Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, or just getting out and walking. But again, we all need cardio. We all need some sort of exercise. And this, again, is to encourage one another to get out and walk, get out and spend some time in the fresh air. And it's really about connecting outside of the norm, outside of the stress and the pressure of what life is and stepping away out of life together that you can focus on one another. So going out and taking walks, taking weekend trips, doing fast together, doing prayer together. Take a weekend where you disconnect from everybody. Disconnect from the phone, the internet, the Facebook, the Twitter, and it's just the two of you. You know, if you have kids, younger kids or teenagers or middle schoolers, set up a weekend. Let me say this. Husbands, set up a weekend where you had to take care of finding somebody to watch the children from Friday night until Sunday night. And just you and your wife spend some time together. You can fast. You can pray. You can take a trip. But again, this is about building your relationship spiritually, building the connection one to another. Get away. Get away alone. It is, and really, children isn't really no excuse. Just have to plan it out. If you have grandparents, church folk, someone in your life, other couples, and other couples, you could trade off. Again, if you are in a ministry, part of a ministry, and you're connected with other couples who are in the same season of life as you, who have kids, are you in a relationship with them where you can trust their kids and they trust you with their kids? This is what I'm saying about us being in churches and we don't even know each other. You know, and this is what it's about. When we build community, the local congregation, we should be connected one to another. Amen. Again, reading. Let me review here because you're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. And tonight, I'm just sharing ways to grow spiritually as a couple. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here every Monday night at 8, every Thursday night at 8, and on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. And just to speak a word of encouragement to the lives of men, husbands, fathers, and sons as they lead in the community, lead in the church, and lead in their homes. And so far, we've talked about several different things here, the ways that you can grow spiritually as a couple. The first one was going to a Christian bookstore, finding a book that you can read together, getting involved in a couple's small group or couple's ministry where you're hanging around and building relationships with other married couples, praying together on purpose, praying together when it's convenient, praying together when it's not convenient, setting a habit or a consistent time when you pray together. Reading and doing a devotional book together, a devotional time of devotion together, separately, together, come talk about devotion. Even if you know there's couple devotionals, or even if you each are doing a devotional, share with you what you received out of that devotional. The word of God says, iron sharpens iron, and what is the greatest iron I can sharpen myself on, but yet my wife, because we are one flesh. Attending Sunday school, attending a formal teaching. I talked about taking New Testament survey classes. There's a lot of ministries out here. Depending if your ministry is not big enough that they have it, there's other big ministries who do these kind of teachings, New Survey, Bible Study College, Adult Bible Education. Seek it out. Spend some time together and studying the Word. Spend some time learning a new skill, a new trait. Take a cooking class, anything. Where you're spending time together and helping develop and grow a relationship together, working together. Spiritual walks, getting your cardio in, spending that time alone with your spouse. Fasting and prayer weekends. Again, husbands, make plans for the kids. Drop the kids off. Spend the weekend with your wife. Simple as that. Because I beseech you and encourage you not to put the babysitting duties on your wife. You take the initiative and find someone to watch your kids so you and your wife can spend some time alone. Amen? Serving in the church, discovering the joy of serving in ministry together, working in the ministry together at the church. It'd be outreach, evangelism, house hospitality, ushering together. These are opportunities to serve together. And whatever your church is going on, whatever ministries in your church where they need laborers, because I know most churches who are reaching the community and doing things, they need laborers, they need volunteers. Volunteer and work together on the same project, on the outreach or on evangelism or feeding the homeless or going out and serving in the community together as a couple, doing ministry together. And also the next one is asking other couples to specifically pray for me and my wife, pray for me and my husband. Can you pray for my husband? Engaging others to pray, to beseech God for your marriage and for your spouse. Amen? So, again, these are the things that we can do, some of the things. Altogether here, I look at it, it's about 9 or 10 things that I share with you this evening. Because, again, to encourage marriage, to save marriage, because marriage is under attack from all corners, spiritually, in the temporal realm. The world today is calling marriage a lot of different things here, especially here in America, in the Western culture. It seems like they're just running wild with what marriage is. We have same-sex marriage. We have people, men being women, women being men. It's just so much. But again, this is nothing new. This happens in other cultures. But the word of God is still true. The word of God is going to endure even through this. So do not be discouraged. And again, we have to set an example for those who are coming behind us. The next generation of Christians, the people, the young people in our church have to see couples and marriages that work and what a biblical foundation and a biblical understanding of manhood, womanhood, and what marriage is and what God says, no matter what the world says, no matter what the norm is. Amen? You've been listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk, and I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. Again, I thank you for joining us. Again, we have the marriage retreat that's coming up in May 31st to June the 2nd. You can reach out to us at 443-784-8826 to get information. Sister Tanny, Chantilly, Virginia, for the weekend to have fun, fellowship, and to encourage and grow our marriages. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. Join us again live on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., Mondays at 8 p.m., and Thursdays at 8 p.m. God bless you and have a wonderful night.